My guest at this time is E.W. Jackson. He is a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Virginia. As anyone who's been following the race knows, the favorite at this point in the race is former Senator and former Governor George Allen. But this weekend is the first of four debates scheduled among the four candidates for the GOP nomination. Mr. Jackson is here to explain what message he wants to convey most of all to Virginia voters and what he thinks he needs to do in order to gain up some ground on Mr. Allen in the polls before the June 12th primary. And, sir, it's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, this is obviously a chance I know that you and some of the others in this race have been wanting for a long time. What do you want folks in Virginia, particularly Republican primary voters in Virginia, to know about you, your candidacy, in this first impression, really, that they're going to get this weekend?
Well, the same message I've been taking all over the Commonwealth for the last year, and it's this, that our fiscal and economic problems are symptoms of a much deeper problem. And the deeper problem is a disregard of our Constitution, disregard of our Judeo-Christian values, and disregard of the ideal that our rights do not come from government to parse out, to redistribute wealth, to try to make everyone equal. Our rights come from our Creator. We each have different abilities, different potentials, and it's up to us in an environment of freedom to fulfill that God-given potential, not to have government step in and pick winners and losers.
And what does that look like in terms of how you would conduct yourself in office? What type of priorities would you have? What would you be most known for specifically up there when it comes to protecting rights, protecting the idea and the foundation of this country that rights come from God rather than government?
Well, the first priority I have is to establish a constitutional caucus in the United States Senate, which we have as its responsibility in the looking at all of the regulations, obviously reviewing all the legislation and making sure that we are functioning within the Constitution of the United States rather than what is, in my view, often extra constitutional activity on the part of the executive branch, but even on the part of the legislative branch as well. Second thing would be to get government off the backs of the American people so the productive and creative capacity of the people can be allowed to run their course. We are working people, a productive people, capable people. But when government has its foot on the necks of the people through onerous regulations by EPA, by Dodd-Frank, by the Department of Energy, by a host of other entities that just get in the way of our productivity, our economy cannot grow. So you got to get that out of the way. And that would be one of the first things I would do. And then, of course, thirdly, you've got to deal with the budget. And I subscribe to much of the plan that Jim DeMint and Rand Paul and a couple of others have subscribed to, the idea that we've got to really shrink the size of government. We've got to look at departments wholesale that need to go. We've got to look at entitlements, but if we would get government back within its constitutional limits, I think we could deal with the problem of entitlements a whole lot more easily. And when we're spending loads of money on things that we shouldn't even be spending it on in the first place.
In addition to America's debt problem, which has obviously gotten worse and worse in recent years and really over the past two administrations, what do you see as the key to economic growth?
I see as the key to economic growth letting the American people do what we do. I mean, you know, government can't create jobs. All government can do is get out of the way of a productive people and allow us to do that. Government didn't create Apple. Government didn't create Microsoft. Government didn't create Bain Capital, if you will. So we need to let the American people do what we do best, which is to produce, to grow, to develop.
We're talking with E.W. Jackson, one of the candidates for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Virginia. As we mentioned, sir, the favorite in the race at this moment is former Senator Allen. He certainly has the best name recognition. So you're almost in a position of not only explaining what you would do as senator, but explain potentially why he shouldn't be senator once again. What do you point to in his record or what he wants to do moving forward that should concern Virginia voters?
Well, look, I don't make it personal about George Allen. I think it would be true for any person who's got his history and background. We need citizen statesmen, not career politicians. We need people who are not going along to get along, people who are not interested in compromising everything away, but people who understand that it's not about a career. It's not about what we can gain personally. It's not about what we want to accomplish or achieve for ourselves. It's about our country. And so I bring an entirely different perspective than Mr. Allen does, with all due respect to him. And so, you know, I think that's the first thing people need to know about me. I'm a I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I'm the only veteran in the race. And so I'm coming as Marines usually come. You know, they usually call in the Marines when things get so bad that there's no other choice. So I think it's a time for citizen leadership that is not interested in trying to please or placate the forces of Washington, but interested in going in there and really shaking things up in order to get our country back on a solid footing again.
Back in 2008, Sir President Obama, then Senator Obama, carried Virginia, the first Democrat to do so in over 40 years. Since then, though, most of the elections have looked very good for the Republican side, certainly in 2009, the midterms in 2010, and the Republicans were able to even scratch their way to a majority, technically, in the state Senate last year. So what kind of atmosphere do you expect this year in terms of the primary and the general election?
Unfortunately, the projections are that the primary will be a small turnout. So I think that the primary, this is one of the reasons why I'm really not the least bit concerned about Mr. Allen or anybody else in the race, because the primary is going to be about intensity. It's going to be about who is devoted and committed to the idea that their candidate will actually go in there and fight for the things that we believe in. I've traveled the Commonwealth long enough to know that I don't see that happening for any other candidate, frankly, but me. And therefore, I believe I'm also the only candidate that can develop the kind of intensity among our electorate to beat Tim Kaine in November.
Explain that. What do you see among your supporters as you travel around the state that makes you believe that you would do the best against Tim Kaine among the four in the race right now?
Well, just to give an example, I'm the only candidate in the race who goes to places, and people tell me when I arrive that they're going to support one candidate, and they tell me when I leave that they change their minds, they're supporting me. And I've had that happen for supporters of George Allen as well as every other candidate in the race. And that's because people understand that I'm not trying to be a technocrat. I'm following the model of Ronald Reagan, which is that there are broad principles that I believe in, and I am fulfilling those principles, not trying to manage every detail, but seeking to pursue the broad principles that made the country great in the first place. So I just think that it's going to take that kind of leadership to turn the ship of state around, and also to galvanize senators to back you, to support you, to get with you on dealing with some of these issues. But let me add this. We really need a broad coalition of people. I don't just appeal to the Tea Party. I appeal to grassroots Republicans. I appeal to veterans. I'm the only veteran in the race. I run my own small business. I am the only candidate in the race who has the ability to reach out beyond the traditional Republican base and speak to people who share our values but have been convinced that we are against them, and tell them we are not against you. We are for you as individuals. We want to see you to reach the heights to which you're capable of reaching in this country.
Sir, just a few seconds left. Tell our folks about your website and what else they can learn about you there.
Well, go to our website. You'll see our positions on the issues, and you'll see how to get involved. It's jacksonforvirginia.org, all spelled out just like it sounds, jacksonforvirginia.org.
Encourage folks to go there. Also encourage them to follow the four debates, the first of which is this Saturday in Roanoke. Sir, we'll be watching. Thanks very much for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me.
E.W. Jackson, he is one of the four Republicans running for the nomination for U.S. Senate. The winner will take on former Democratic Governor Tim Kaine in the open race in November for this important Senate seat. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.